Hello, Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. You are optimistic. You are positive. You are excited about chiropractic. You're excited about reaching people with your practice and building an exceptional life of your being productive, your prosperity, and your generosity while filled with love, fitness, and fun. Your purpose is to become a smarter, more powerful, capable, more driven, and superior version of yourself. By ever increasing your awareness, your knowledge, your understanding, your motivation, your hands-on skill, your communication skill, and your mastery in the art of exceptional living. We're going to talk about that today. Every single podcast with me, Tori, the chiropractic practice success consultant, causes you to naturally attract more new and high value cases who refer more people who are the same. Makes you more capable and motivating and persuading people. Powers you to make smarter, long-term decisions. Oh, we're going to talk about that today, too. And, of course, you're energized physically, energized mentally, and energized financially. There's lots of ways we could be energized. We could be energized with our chiropractic philosophy. Can energize our family. Lots of ways and areas of our lives we can be energized, just flat out energized as far as our excitement to get to the practice is concerned. But notice I put energized financially here because ultimately money is the fuel that allows you to run your life. You plus money equals your life. It is such a huge thing. And in fact, I'll go so far as to say this. Remember, chiropractic is your profession. It's really not your mission entirely. Chiropractic is your profession. Your mission is to do well financially and create an exceptional life for you and the people you care about and so you can be generous. That's the big mission. Chiropractic is the profession to get you there. It isn't the end all to itself. I have chiropractors in my group that lose sight of that. They start to do well in practice and somehow they reach the top of the mountain. They haven't realized that all they've done is create the money-making machine to allow them to build the exceptional life. They're just getting started, but they think they've gotten somewhere. It's hilarious. Chiropractic is your profession that you dedicate yourself to serve people, and to generate income so that you can build an exceptional life. The exceptional life is the goal, not to sacrifice your life for your profession. Although we may have to do that early on, but we want our profession to serve us later on by having that expanded vision of the exceptional life and understanding where our profession fits into it. Oh, a couple great topics today. First one is this. Another one of our success laws. The law of accurate thinking. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You think in the last 5 or 10 years that accurate thinking has gone down at an accelerated rate? Does that sound true to you? There are more people today who do not think accurately about things than there were a few years ago. Of course, it's true. When everybody has a screen in front of their face, in other words, a programming device in front of their face, do you think it's going to be programming you to think accurately about everything? No chance. the dark forces of the world dominate, in case you haven't noticed that. So accurate thinking is going away very quickly. Let's take a look at this and see if we can learn a little bit and see if we can apply a little bit and see if we can prosper a little bit by increasing our awareness of thinking accurately so we can think more accurately in all situations. Check this out. To think accurately, one must follow at least two basic principles. Number one, accurate thinking calls for the separation of facts from mere information. Every little video you watch, everything you read, everything you see in real life, everything a patient says, everything somebody in a personal relationship says, can you separate the facts from information? Can you separate the facts from the hype? Can you separate the facts from the feelings? Even though the emotions may be strong, we must sift through to the facts. If you want to win big, if you don't want to win big, it doesn't matter. You can just believe anything you see or hear. Number two, facts. When ascertained, must be separated into two classes themselves. One is known as important, and the other as unimportant or irrelevant. So once you get down to the facts, which ones matter, which ones don't? Isn't that what a consultation is? Get to the point where you're thinking accurately about that human being sitting in front of you. And of course, they're evaluating you, aren't they? They're trying to think accurately about what you are saying. Is what this chiropractor is telling me, is it true? Are these facts? You ever had a patient who just could not think accurately? No matter how much truth you told them, they just couldn't, quote, get it. They don't have the ability to think accurately, or you just didn't have the ability to explain it well enough, to diagram it. If you're not using the Winner's Edge report diagram when you do a report, your patients just aren't picking up on anything because they do not understand your words. They got to see something. We're in the visual age now. They must see something diagrammed, demonstrated, shown. You can't just bounce words off their face. The Winner's Edge report diagram is one of the greatest inventions in the history of chiropractic, along with a bunch of other things that only we have. Unless people are copying us, of course. Which would be no surprise, because the imitators always want to copy the innovators. Accurate thinking, we get this from Napoleon Hill as well. Check this out. Accurate thought involves two fundamentals. You must separate facts from mere information, and then you must separate facts into the important ones and the unimportant. Only by doing so can you think clearly and accurately. Oh, it's easy to follow the definitions. But we're talking about you, your ability to think accurately. About what? About your choosing chiropractic as a profession. About your location. Did you get all the information? Did you think accurately, make the best decision? The layout of your office. Did you think accurately? The equipment choices. The services you offer, did you think accurately, or were you believing something that wasn't true because you wanted to believe it? Do you think accurately about how the body works? Do you think accurately about the anatomy, physiology, and biology of healing time? Or you think you're going to adjust people and fix stuff in one visit? Oh, the pain may be less, but nothing is better. It's just the start of getting better. You think accurately about money, about debt, about how debt works? I would have to say nearly all new chiropractors are not capable, until they're taught by a consultant like me, of thinking accurately about money. You have to learn this. You have to learn how to think accurately, which means you just pay somebody, like the expert consultant, to teach you from their experience so you don't have to waste any time and learn your hard lessons. Check this out. Basic winner's edge stuff here. You owe $300,000 on student loans. The accurate thinker understands this. The interest on that means I'm going to have to pay back probably around $600,000. Oh, of course, that's after tax money. So I have to get paid $1,200,000. Oh, of course, that's after the overhead. And the overhead is going to be at least 50% in nearly all office cases these days, except for a very few higher-end winner's edge offices where we got the overhead down. We can get it down under 25%. I've had my overhead as low as 12%. Imagine that. Big collections with a 12% overhead. Very hard to duplicate that. I was only able to do that for a handful of years. Then I moved into a different office situation where the dynamic changed. But that means you got to collect $2,400,000. You got to do $2,400,000 worth of work. How much chiropractic do you have to do to collect $2,400,000? And don't just start thinking of the number of years that takes, because you got to pay for your living on top of it. Everything else in your life. $2.4 million, after the overhead is $1.2 million, after tax, $600,000 to pay back the $300,000 with its devastating interest. So the money thinker who thinks accurately understands these student loans are formidable. And you must mount a serious and tactical attack on your student loans. If you're listening to me and your student loans are not paid, you need to stop everything. You need to pull over immediately and join Winner's Edge. There is no financial hope for you ever until your student loans are gone. They are never going away. No one's going to forgive anything. You can't bankrupt them away. You can't get your income so low that maybe you can escape them. They loaned you the money. You got the education. You owe it. You're going to pay it back. But you have to mount the tactical response, and you have to know how by first thinking accurately and then getting accurate thinking on the strategy to do it. Of course, you got to increase your income first. Got to increase your collections. Increase collections. We'll get to that section in a second here. We're going to talk about some landmarks today, too. Let's go back to accurate thinking. Thinking accurately about how fast money goes. Thinking accurately about how everything costs more than you think. Well, I've got $100,000 to start a practice. You don't have anything. That'll be gone in two seconds, and you'll be crossing your fingers that someone will feed you. Crying out loud, chairs and posters, computer software, paper, business card, letterhead, stationery, envelopes, malpractice insurance, and your website. Poof, it's going to eat a fourth of it. We haven't even talked about a build-out at $1,000 a door. My first build-out was $22,000. Last build-out I did here, $163,000. Didn't even have to build an x-ray room. Didn't even have to install the bathrooms. They were already here. It's a different world. Everything costs more. Money goes faster than you think. This is accurate thinking. And some people cruise along and somehow, after 100 lessons, they haven't figured that out. But that's true, and you know it's true. Accurate thinking about money as it relates to time. People overestimate what they can do in a short period of time. I had a new guy set some goals. Practice wasn't going to be open till halfway through the year. Had a goal to collect $400,000 by the end of the year. Not thinking accurately. It'll be everything the guy can do to get over 100 visits a week and be collecting $20,000 a month before the end of the year. That'll take a 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 day a week attack. That's why he hires me, to make sure he's thinking accurately, because only accurate goals are the ones that get reached. Your subconscious mind and the universe knows when you have a foolish goal. Accuracy is the key. Where are you? Point A. Where you want to go? Point B. There, now we can do it. A lot of people don't know where they are, or they think they're special when they're really not, and their goals aren't accurate, so they really don't know where they're at mentally. They think they're something other than what they actually are, and they want to go somewhere that doesn't make mathematical sense. Therefore, they flatline. Or they start rearranging how they're doing things, but when they look at what they're getting paid and what they're taking home, they would actually see that they're flatlined, even though they might be trying all kinds of different things. All that matters is the net amount of cash that goes into your personal checking account every single month. That is the measuring stick. Whatever happens before that, doing this in the office, that in the office, hiring this person, doing that, none of that matters. All that matters is what is your net income after tax personally. That's the money you made. I'm here to help you make money, not just find new and inventive ways to make the same, or find more stressful and complicated and hairy ways to get paid the same. Accurate thinking about expenses. Accurate thinking about what we call creep, and that is starting to take on little monthly payments. Some $40 thing here, a $30 thing there, a $100 thing there. Then you turn around and you wonder why you don't have any money. Because you thought it's only $30, it's only $20, it's only $99. And the next thing you know, you got $3,800 a month of all kinds of little automated stuff because you thought on an individual basis that it wasn't significant because you were not thinking accurately about how those little amounts add up to be big amounts that bury you. Thinking accurate about saving. Thinking accurate about how much money you really have to have in the future. Talk about that a little bit here in a few minutes too, if you'd like. I like talking money with you. I like talking about the practice, about people, about systems and procedures. Making everything as simple as you can so you can just enjoy going in every day and have graceful, productive weeks that generate income so you can start to have more fun with money. Accurate thinking about saving and really how it has to start early if you want to have any compounding down the road. The 2 goes to 4, 4 goes to 8, 8 goes to 16, 16 goes to 32, but you don't get the 32 if you can't save up 2. Accurate thinking about your goals. Accurate thinking about your chiropractic skills. Accurate thinking about your management ability. Accurate thinking about what you know about business. Most people I talk to, they realize they don't know a lot about owning a small business. Well, of course you join Winner's Edge. Who's better in the universe of chiropractic at chiropractic business? Who's better? Who has the videos waiting for you right now on all things money flow, accounting system, payroll? All of the components as it relates to the business of a chiropractor. We're here for you. Accurate thinking about your goals. Accurate thinking about people and their habits. Oh, I'm gonna offer exercises in my practice. Do people do exercises? No. 95% plus, it's more like 99.9%, are not going to do any exercises. You must think accurately about how people behave, and then you must interface with it in a successful way. You can't try to get people to be and do something that they are not. Thinking accurately about people in relationships, personal relationships. And ultimately here, before I move on to the real topic for today here, is living a life that is so straightforward with your practice, with your own personal habits, your own reliability, your punctuality, your follow-through, your ability to only attack projects that you're going to finish, your behavior in the business world and in the world of being a chiropractor that causes people to think accurately about you. What do people think about you? Do they think accurately about you? All they have to go on is what they see in social media land, what they see on your website, what they see when they're around you a little bit. They take that and they draw their conclusions. Are they thinking accurately about your skill level? Are they thinking accurately about your dedication? Or are they seeing you being dedicated to stuff outside the practice more than it looks like you're dedicated to them? It might be bad. I feel guilty anytime I'm doing anything outside of work. But the reality is, I must realize you have to do some things outside of work to make you better at your work, because you need that perspective. You need a little distance. I did this big boat run recently. Went 240 miles on the water alone. I still felt guilty about being out there. I should be making podcasts. I should be preparing for upcoming events. I got videos to make for my clients. I got people building offices all over the country. It's insurmountable that the amount of work I have sitting on my desk at any given time should I want to attack it. Because I look at everybody like they're a project that I want to see reach maximum potential, maximum performance, maximum success. So if I go and do anything on a personal level, I feel guilty. It's too bad, but I do, and I always do, and I always will. And even if I am doing something like that, it's just a matter of time where I'm back handling the emails, interacting with people. Never a day off. You go home on a Sunday, you don't see any people, you don't have any patients contacting you. That never happens with me. There is never a day of the week that I don't have some sort of interaction with clients. I never have a day off. I don't even think Christmas Day. I don't think any Christmas Day in the last 10 years there wasn't something that had to happen consulting-wise. It's a different type of task, but I accept that responsibility. I am the guy for the job. Back to you. We want people to think accurately about you by only giving them information that's validating, that's confirming, that gives patients confidence, gives the community confidence that you are the real deal chiropractor, dedicated, you care, technical skill, experience, and that their health matters to you. That's what we want to have. Let's shift gears here. A little bit of a cough here. I feel great. I feel great, but 120 miles, 70 miles an hour, 63 degrees, with a 20 mile an hour headwind, believe me, you're going to end up with some sort of neck, throat, cold, something or other. There's no way you can avoid it. Then, of course, I had to talk coaching calls all week long. I feel good, but I might have a couple little coughs along the way here. Let's go into this next topic for the Zoom. Actually, not for the Zoom. We're just doing this audio this time. I've just decided to do the podcast primarily in audio because it's better to listen to these than just see me sitting here talking. Nobody wants to watch a podcast like mine. It's not like Joe Rogan where you got some interesting guests you want to see what these people look like. Here, in this case, the audio is better because I want you to isolate your thoughts and think and not have to see anything or use any visual stimulation. You want to just listen to the podcast. Some of the cool case studies we have with other chiropractors, we will have those videos posted also so you can see those people. But they'll also be on here in audio form because it's so handy. All right, the topic, landmarks. Landmarks of success for the chiropractor. What do you think along the pathway of a chiropractic career are some of the success landmarks that you want to reach, pass, and head toward the next landmark? Now, we could break it down to just like three or four biggies. We'll get to that in a minute. We're just going to break it down and say it's this. You got to do bing, bing, bing. There. We could break it down to just three. But of course, those three are comprised of hundreds of other small landmarks. But as we go down through the pathway of practice or getting into practice, the very first landmark we must reach, of course, is that you own a practice. You own a practice. There's no hope if you don't own a practice. In fact, if your goal was to get out of school and not own a practice, you never should have gone to school. We are very clear on that. We have a stance on that. That is the position we come from. There are other people in the profession that believe other things. That's their choice. Here we do one thing, and we do one thing only. And we want chiropractors to reach their maximum potential, and to do that, you must own a practice. Many times we have couples that own a practice. Sometimes we have people come together in a partnership and they own a practice. But for big success, own a practice, number one. My goal is to get everybody into owning a practice, because then and only then can you generate the income to build the lifestyle. Unless you have somebody at home paying all the bills and you're independently wealthy already, or you're connected to somebody that has money and you can just go work kind of part-time or whatever as a chiropractor, as a job, that's fine. That is absolutely fine. But if you, quote, need the income and you, quote, want to be successful, well, then you've got to get into the situation that allows you to generate the income to do so. Own a practice, number one. Next. Next landmark. What do you think it is? Is it a volume landmark? How many likes landmark? Okay. The way we see it is this. The next landmark is you're making a full student loan payment. All the expenses are being covered in the practice, and you're making a full student loan payment that is covering all of the interest and maybe a little bit of the principal. That's the next big landmark. Now, are you a chiropractor listening to me? Yes, you sitting there. Are you not making a full student loan payment? If that's you, and you're not in the Winner's Edge group, what could you possibly be thinking? Your income has got to go up. You've got to be making a full student loan payment, because if you can't make a full student loan payment, you will never, ever have any money, and the name of the game is for you to pile up some money so you can have a great life. Connect to the power source for practice and personal growth. If you are making a full student loan payment, great job. Great job. Major accomplishment. Some of you listening, experienced Winner's Edge people, you crushed your student loans 36 months after graduation. You've already saved up hundreds of thousands of dollars using the Winner's Edge money flow system. Okay, just hang with me. I'll get to you. But let me get everybody else up to speed here, okay? Let me get everybody else up to speed. Remember now, we're starting from the point of owning a practice. Believe me, I've got the landmarks on the high end of the scale also. They're coming up in a minute. We don't have much more to go here. I'll get you there. Next, you're accelerating those student loans. And you've got the Winner's Edge money flow system fully in place. This means that the giving is in place just like we teach. You're getting paid with the frequency and the dollar amounts and the cleanliness exactly like we teach, not any other way. Your taxes are being handled exactly like we teach. The debt elimination plan is in place exactly like we teach. Your saving / investing plan is in place exactly like we teach. The full-on Winner's Edge money flow system. And the only way to get that is to have a private 2-hour money Zoom with me. You can learn by being a member and try to put it in place, but there's nothing like me privately on Zoom with you installing all components of the system and having it done by the time the call is over. It is unbelievable. So we got to practice to the point where we're covering the student loans. We got the full-on money flow system in place with the amounts correct. We start to accelerate the student loans. Now, there's something happening behind the scenes here. Some of you are thinking about it. Some of you aren't. Some of you are in this situation. Some of you aren't. Some of you are in another situation. Some of you aren't. What is that? Do you care about a house? Are you married? Do you have kids? One thing I will say that I notice, the most successful chiropractors I see are very good at family planning and family management. Behind the scenes here, what's happening with the house? Well, the strict teaching is you don't buy a house until your student loans are gone. Or you don't buy a house unless you need one and you can get a great deal on one because that's the kind of area you live in. If you're down in California where a garbage house is $900,000, forget it for a while. You got student loans and you want to make payments and own a $900,000 house? Good luck with that. Because remember, the $900,000 house, whatever the payment is, you have to double it. That's what the house is going to cost you every month. Again, because of course, you're thinking accurately as a Winner's Edge member. So you know when you have a house payment that's $3,800, that house is going to cost you $6,000 a month to live in. Most people are inaccurate thinkers, and they get into that house, and they're doomed. It isn't the house payment. It's the what? It's the what, you highly trained Winner's Edge people? It's the what that kills everybody? The phantom payments. But the accurate thinker is aware of the phantom payments with the house. They're aware of the phantom payments with a pet. They're aware of the phantom payments with vehicles. They're aware of the phantom payments if you want to own a cabin up north. They're aware of the phantom payments if you want to own a boat. They're aware of the phantom payments that come with owning anything. That's what makes a good money handler a good money handler. They're aware of the phantom payments. They plan so ahead of time so the phantom payments don't kill them. We're accelerating the student loans now. Student loans are gone. Massive landmark. Student loans are gone. A massive landmark. In fact, we would say in the pathway of life for the chiropractor, there's your life before your student loans are gone and your life after your student loans are gone. Then after the student loans are gone, the next landmark is your auto saving at least your age. Next landmark, you get into the house. So you got the practice set up, the house set up, the investing set up to auto invest your age. Different saving and investing. We don't have time to talk about the differences here. We only have a savings account to save up for a house. After that, we might put a little auto drip in there for vacations, education, holidays, things like that. Otherwise, the money must go through into solid long-term investments. Then, of course, next landmark, chiropractor saves up, invests, I should say. They save through an investment channel, putting money away, and they end up with their first $100,000. Then you end up with your first $250,000, then your first $500,000, and then you break and you have auto-invested your first $1 million. So the practice is in good shape. By the way, next landmark, the practice is completely paid for, x-ray machine, all equipment. You have zero practice debt. You got a great house. We could talk about that and the plan for that some other time. Your auto-investing is intact. You've been religious. It's growing. You're earning dividends. It's all the stuff we teach and all of the advanced principles that are being refreshed and updated all the time. The money Zoom I did 2 days ago is different than the money Zoom I did a month ago. Everything is sharper. Everything is more refined. Everything gets better. Once you have $1 million put away, you really are now earning along with your saving. Because once you have $1 million, and it depends on the dollar amount you're putting away, $1 million to $2 million is a lot faster than from zero to $1 million. And then $2 million to $3 million is faster yet. Why? Well, you have $2 million that's earning while you're putting money away. You start to feel the effects of compounding and reinvestment working for you because you paid the price and got those loans out of the way and you learned the system. Here it is in just a few things. Okay? Pay off student loans, auto save age. Maybe those are just the main two. That's it. Because if you get the student loans gone and you start auto-saving your age or more and you just keep doing that, I mean, all kinds of good things are going to happen because of the person you became by doing just those two things. You think a person that's able to do that is going to be able to get the house under control? Yes. You think the person that's able to do that is going to be able to keep the staff and the team under control? Probably yes. For a person to get those student loans paid off, what does that say about that human being? For the person to then auto-save and auto-invest their age consistently, month after month, year after year, what does that say about the caliber of that person? Then, of course, the landmarks begin. All the way up until what? Well, in the Winner's Edge group, we will have many, in fact, it's just common, deca-millionaires. And of course, many, because they learn so early, they'll have 50 million plus. I think we'll actually have some people break 100 million. Can you imagine that? Imagine having $50 million invested and growing. That's $250,000 a month in after-tax cash. You probably get by on that. Because remember, 10 million goes to 20 million, goes to 40 million, and that's if you never added any more to it. I've said this many times, and those of you who are listening who know me, and you've known me for a while, you've heard this before, I'll say it again now. There will be a day, years from now, I will be gone. You'll be hanging out on a lake or around palm trees with a bunch of money and freedom and generosity and choices. things you're able to do for your family and other people. And you will look back through the corridor of history and realize I am the one that showed you how to do it. And hopefully you will have shown some other people and inspired other people along the way. There are many landmarks and there's many landmines along the way trying to keep this from happening. But we have to build the practice. We have to get the income up so you got some money to work with. Just like an accountant says, if you're not collecting any money, you don't have any money for me to worry about accounting. I can't take you as a client. Once you collect more, you know, all right, you got to collect more. Everything's hanging on cash flow, baby. And cash flow, systems, procedures, promotion, marketing, style, image, chiropractic philosophy, care plans, wellness plans, all of that. Getting people to come in, results, results, results. Causing cash flow into the system. You can reach these landmarks and other landmarks that are important to you. That's what we're out to do here. So ultimately, you want a paid for house and at least $2 million invested. There's the basic landmark. Paid for house, $2 million put away. It'd be better if you had two paid for houses and you had $14 million. Okay? But as the baseline, repeat after me, I got to have a paid for house when I retire and I got to have at least $2 million when I retire. Some of you out there are past that already. It's very simple. I got to have $10 million when I retire. Think bigger, but think accurately based on your age, how much you're putting away now, how many years. You got to do some math here to get this figured out right. People underestimate. Tori, we only need like $7,000 a month when we retire. Screw that. X, $20,000 a month. What's the matter with you? Okay, minimum. Paid for a house, $2 million put away. Baseline. Okay, and we go up from there. Paid for a house, maybe you got a cool little cabin on a lake somewhere. Paid for, and what? $7 million put away, $10 million put away, $20 million put away. And let's say by the age of 70. We could use 65, but really you're still awful young and vibrant at 65. But if you're listening to me and you're 33, you might use 65 as your baseline. If you're 56 and you're listening to me, you could use 65, but you might even use 70, depending on how long you think you might be in practice. And all the considerations that happen then, the value of the practice and so on and so forth. So we must think accurately about all things? Are you thinking accurately about staff? Thinking accurately about your hours? Thinking accurately about your food choices? Thinking accurately about your working out? Thinking accurately about the different models of practice that you have available to you? And then, of course, we want to reach the main landmarks. You got to be making a full student loan payment. Then we got to get the whole money flow system in place. And we got to be paying more on the student loans. We got to get the student loans paid off. We got to start the auto investing system with at least your age, going to a multiple of your age. We have to make sure we don't allow ourselves to get pulled into these illusions of grandeur, like, oh, I'm going to do this with my practice, or I'm going to add this or add that person, and somehow think I'm going to, quote, make more money or get more time off. If you want more time off, you just take the time off. You don't need to hire anybody to do that. Okay, if you want to back off on your hours, just back off on your hours. You don't need to hire a $200,000 pile of treacherous overhead called a second doctor to do that. You just take the time off. Okay, we can save those topics. You know what, we're probably due for me to do a breakdown, even though it's so obvious, I don't think it needs to be broken down, but I probably do need to break down the associate doctor phenomenon. Just so we can be brought to light and people can think more accurately. Because the name of the game here is to have your life be as simple and productive as you can have it. And there are certain ways you can do that and certain things you can do that can interfere with that. I always want to make sure that you're ultimately achieving what you want to achieve. Then, of course, as it relates to these landmarks, we got to get down the road with the paid-for house. We got to have millions put away and safely invested. And we got to maintain our health, because remember now, none of this matters. None of this matters if you don't feel good, because everything in your life is leveraged around your health. Tori out. If you're a chiropractor looking to dominate in practice and in life, learn more at winnersedgeconsulting.com.